Hey, this is Jonathan Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio, presented by ReallyWell.com, natural health for being really well, and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be prepared. And then we have the archives of the program at HolisticReality.com in the radio section. Today we're talking about holistic reality awareness. I consider the main purposes of living to be learning, growing in awareness, and developing deeper loving. How successful can we be at accomplishing these if we do not have an accurate perspective on what is happening, who we are, and what we are doing? Are the world around us, its history, and the plans for its future really as we assume them to be? Do you think that what you don't know can't hurt you? That is false. For example, why were most of us not taught natural health in growing up? Some of the most important knowledge for a successful, enjoyable life was left out of our education by design. To get the most out of life, one needs to be able to identify false reality, propaganda, and manipulation to protect oneself from public poisons. And there's a website we've set up, publicpoisons.com, where you can see many of these. And to be solidly based in the love and beauty that is holistic reality. Normalcy bias, assumptions, and intentional deception causing us to hold a distorted view of the world and to remain distracted and ignorant. Why are things as they are and not as good as they could be? Why are there a prolific variety of public poisons in our food, water, air, and products we use? What role do these play in stress, disease, and diminished intelligence? How can we protect ourselves and move beyond the false, poisonous lifestyle to one that helps us heal and grow our awareness, knowledge, and discernment? So we can be in control of our own lives. Much of what we think is reality is actually falsehood, an artificial combination of myth, propaganda, and PSYOP. That's military speak for psychological operation. Hypnotically accepted all this due to normalcy bias, drugging, and programming. So we're, bombarded with propaganda and drugged and mystified with programming to have a limited understanding of what is really going on. Most of us are not psychologically or physically prepared for technocracy, the high-tech controlled society the planners are unfolding. Instead, we've been pitched by vested interests and convinced by hypnosis. And that's television, for example, your little screen that you hold in your hand, Facebook, perhaps, and false conventional agreement to overconsume food products of minimal nutritional value, often with toxic components and even added artificial chemicals. Nearly everyone has been brainwashed to turn to the medical establishment when symptoms of illness develop from our unhealthy lifestyle. Suppression of symptoms by poisoning with chemical agents, though, does not solve the original distress. Instead, more health problems are often developed from the toxic drugs. Ignorance is purposely cultivated as part of intentional manipulation. There is a cabal of controllers plan and orchestrate all of this. We must face the challenge of overcoming ignorance, perceive the ways we are being attacked, and learn how to detoxify and support the regeneration of good health. Yes, attacked. There's a document, Secret Weapons for Quiet Wars. You can find that at stopthecrime.net. That's the major document of the crime to attack humanity, basically, by the so select few that control things. It is important to dispel false beliefs with the clarity of holistic reality, the philosophy of expanding creative awareness and positive wisdom with whole natural living. This is the philosophy of natural holism, emphasizing a natural approach to investigating and understanding the whole of reality. To the degree that we attune to experience with whole, clear awareness, using balanced tools of perception, we have the ability to encounter life in a way that best serves our advancement. Employing this philosophy, we can analyze what is going on, reveal manipulation and fakery, uncover real methods of making things better, and determine the best course of action. To uncover true reality takes dedication, awareness, intelligence, freedom, courage, research, and we tried to put up a lot of information to help with that research and links to other sources. A caring and love are a very important part of this becoming aware of true reality, of holistic reality. A transformation is occurring among those willing to learn about this elaborate game of control and to work together to protect ourselves and learn how to respond. Educating ourselves and raising awareness are crucially important in this time of challenge. Expanding awareness involves open-mindedness, natural health principles, holistic healing, mutual support, and developing the tools of perception. We need to develop strong community relations through small support groups, working together to learn and plan for making things better. It is a time now for an end to hate, harm, manipulation, and war. It is especially critical to stop the dissemination of public poisons, like the spraying in the sky several days a week, almost everywhere, and to clean up our environment from home to planet. You know, so much of our species are disappearing. The Pacific Ocean is half poisonous and half dead. Rainforests are being decimated. You know, we've got some very, very serious issues to deal with, and we need to all get on board with waking up, getting to work, and learning, growing, expanding our consciousness, expanding our love. Holistic reality is what I call it. It's the path for resolving the challenges of this era. Awareness of multiple dimensions of reality is essential for clearing these issues of health, emotional disturbances, misunderstanding, and conflict. Holistic healing is mutually related with holistic loving. Our power of loving serves the whole world. Now, the philosophy of natural holism holistic reality is described at our website, holisticreality.com, and there will be an ongoing development of this expansion. I'm working on that as it grows and my time permits, but we do have all the archives of the radio program at holisticreality.com. And a statement of the philosophy of natural holism. So let's share a little bit of that. Basically, the term holistic reality is a key aspect of the philosophy of natural holism. And this is about what is really happening. It's the totality of elements influencing life and both conscious and unconscious experience of it. More than that, it includes the perspective of omniscience. You've heard that term. That's full awareness of all that occurs, both naturally and artificially. Now, that is more than an individual can know in its entirety, the sum of all knowledge, so to speak. But nonetheless, simply contemplating the concept of holistic reality expands awareness beyond the scope of conventional thinking. which is what we're trying to do, is continually to grow our node of awareness that we're functioning with in our realm of body, mind, and spirit, soul going on in your neighborhood. So perception of reality may be clouded by behavioral programming, deception, misinformation, and psychological operations. There's lots of those going on. You know, these are planned in think tanks and military operations, espionage operations, and they're executed by insiders or by orchestrated patsies, people that may be mind manipulated into a status to do this. So all kinds of artificially designed activities going on in the world and presented as though they're random or blamed on someone else. That's called a false flag, where you execute an operation and blame it on someone you want to cloud, or, you know, an enemy, so to speak. Well, holistic reality is better recognized with improvements in our natural health, in our perception, and in our thought processes. Progress in these areas may develop with our natural health lifestyle that I feel is so important, and with holistic analysis. That's looking at what goes on with clear perception and thinking. Greater wisdom grows through multidimensional exploration of creative awareness with a dedication to goodness, kind action. So yes, goodness and kindness are key elements of the holistic reality approach to life. So is holistic reality analysis. That is a method of critical examination utilizing a growing consciousness of holistic reality. The approach regards an issue or topic with a comprehensive view. We can draw on a variety of resources and entertain multiple points of view within a larger picture of holistic reality. So employing this holistic reality analysis, we can examine what is going on, compare interpretations, ideas, and opinions, uncover manipulation and falsehood, learn real ways of improvement, share thoughts, and determine the best course of good, creative action, serving our advancement in consciousness. Fortunately, learning critical thinking has been pretty much phased out of the mass educational process over the years. Those among us that still have enough critical ability to perceive that controlled media presents us a distortion of reality have turned to other sources of information. And there are many alternative websites, some reflecting just one individual's view on matters of their choice, and others presenting multiple articles from different people on various issues. I have websites of both kinds. Critical skills are just as much, though, in the alternative realm, because controlled opposition and disinformation agents are positioned by the control cabal on all sides of every issue or every event important to them. So we have trolls often posting disparaging remarks or expressing a countering point of view in the web page comments of online articles, or actors that actually represent vested interests posts up. Similarly, media and political puppets push points of an agenda planned, set, and promoted by those above them in the pyramid. All this we call the technocratic interlocking corporate kingdom, the think tanks and the boards and the playing high-level chess enhanced by computerized intelligence in service of their multi-generational goal of the upper echelon of the cabal of these global elitists having full-spectrum dominance of humanity. That's what we're dealing with. But we are about our purpose here on this planet of growing an awareness of multiple dimensions, developing our skills of critical analysis and discipline, all of which are essential for clearing our issues of separation thinking, our ill health, our emotional disturbances, our misunderstanding, and the conflict that we either perceive or engage in with other people. So we want to encourage learning about holistic reality, the life verities of holistic reality, which are natural health, creative awareness, goodness, and holistic loving. And you can learn more about all of that at holisticreality.com. Thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose. It is time to understand. Please visit reallywell.com for more about natural health and holisticreality.com for the archives of the program.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. Been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.